We just had Gord Stellick on, and one of the questions I asked Gord was how important coaching is going to be in this series, and how important, in particular, patient coaching is going to be. I don't know if you can be patient in a best-of-five series. How intrigued are you in seeing how John Tortorella approaches this?
Yeah, well, it's good to be with you guys. It's always interesting to me how Tortorella talks versus how he delivers. And in years past, not so much this last year, but years previous, there were many situations where you wondered if he was going to pull Sergei Bobrovsky, who, of course, was not a very good playoff goaltender until that series last year against Tampa. Now, John is on record of saying this year that he is not waiting. He is not waiting for guys to figure it out, that if he sees something he doesn't like, he's going to react to it immediately. He even said the other day, strangely, I thought, that he expects both of his goaltenders to play in the five-game series. In other words, he expects to pull the guy that he picks to be the starter, which may be just a buffer for – maybe it's an indication that he's a little unsettled at that position. But patience is not a virtue that many recognize John Tortorella, if I'm trying to be nice about this. But and I think that's going to be just heightened in this short series where you lose game one and it's you're up against it. Now you got to win three of the last four, and that it's tough sledding.
Aaron, we obviously get a massive dose of sort of the pulse of Leafs Nation, expectations, over expectations, under expectations. I must admit, I have no idea how the fans of the Blue Jackets sort of view their team and specifically sort of view their series. Can you give us a sense, is there confidence in Columbus about facing Toronto, or do they sort of expect that they're going to be in the lottery for the top pick in a couple of days?
I mean, honestly, I think some of them might welcome the chance to get Alexis Lafreniere. But I think last year gave the fan base and the franchise just a bit of calm and a bit of understanding. And I think they still see themselves as the heavy underdog. Maybe not as heavy as last spring against Tampa, the greatest regular season record in a long time, maybe ever. The President's Trophy team to go out in the first round. I don't think it's seen as that big of a hill to climb, but I think there's a keen understanding that Toronto is the team that possesses the high-end players, that Toronto is the team that has the greater margin of error, that Toronto is the team that doesn't have to play its A game and can steal wins, whereas Columbus has to be so smart. They have to get, so together on how they check and how they defend. There has to be a level of commitment there. That's almost it's almost hard to fathom as you're watching it how hard they have to play and how orchestrated it all has to be to shut down those elite players. I think they recognize all that, but it's the angst has faded a little because they won the series last year against Tampa. So, but now I think they're coming into a stretch for the franchise where postseason expectations now are going to be heightened. I think it's mitigated a little bit this year because everyone recognizes they don't have Panarin or Duchesne or Bobrovsky anymore. They had so many losses. It's a different team, but I think they like their chances, and I think they're willing. The fan base feels like the team, and that they're willing to play anybody.
It's Aaron Portsline, Jackets beat writer, joining us on Writer's Block. Most people look at these two teams, and they'll look at the Jackets defense corps and see that that's the area where there is a real pronounced edge for Columbus. I don't think there's any dispute about that, Aaron, but I'm wondering how do you expect to see that dominance manifest itself during a game?
Well, the hope for Columbus is that those defensemen can be part of the offensive push and that puck possession by the Blue Jackets will sort of mitigate the I think, heavy imbalance of high-end skill at the forward position. So they learned to play last year, and it's not if you like teamwork and you like precision and teams that are all on the same page, it's a thrill to watch this team check. If you want goals and nothing but goals and scoring chances, you might, if Columbus gets this series going the way that they want it to go, you might not quite enjoy the style of play. So Columbus keeps the third forward high in the zone, and their defensemen are really, really strong. The top pair with Jones and Werenski is very, very offensively gifted. The second pair is very much a shutdown pair, so they'll get lots of defensive zone starts. That's Vladislav Gavrikov and David Savard. And a bit of a wild card is maybe the next to Seth Jones, the best pure defenseman on the team when he's healthy, keywords, is Ryan Murray. So they've got talent on all three, elite talent on all three pairs. And they, you know, they don't ideally want to spend too much time in their own zone, but, you know, they can defend, and the forwards defend as much as the defensemen do. So something that Toronto's going to have to show an elite level of patience at times to get through and to hold off.
Aaron, Seth Jones has played one game since fracturing his ankle on February 8th, and that is obviously the singular exhibition game that Columbus played. You know, in normal health times, I would expect a guy like that to go 24, 25 minutes. From your reporting from being around there, like where would you say his health level is in terms of time of ice potential?
How's 30 minutes out? And I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I think he plays 30 minutes. I think Werenski gets into the upper 20s as well. I think they're going to ride those guys hard, really hard. And Tortorella has said as much. Jones, I believe, played 21:30 last night. Looked okay. Timing still isn't perfect. But he is just, he is there. You know, you look at the elite talent on the Leafs roster. He's the guy who can hang with that crew. And so I suspect you're going to see a lot of Seth Jones. I think you're going to see a lot of Werenski too, but it's Jones that they ride hard in games like this. I don't think 30 minutes is out of the question.
Aaron, it was great of you to join us today. Thanks so much. Should be a fascinating series, and it was interesting hearing your insight on John Tortorella. I think we're all looking forward to that first post-match Zoom session with John Tortorella.
Right.
Thanks so much.
You got the first question, man.
Yeah, no, I don't. You do. Take care, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.